back to a new episode of Brutifully Made. And this is a deviation from my normal time of release. It's still a Friday. It has been a Friday all day. And it has been a special circumstance because I feel like this is a little deja vu. My sketch today is going to be some actual images and maybe some doodles from my project that is back in my sites, and that is my studio store. Way back when I launched the podcast and the opportunity that I had in October of last year to have a studio store has presented itself again to me. And I took a look at the space again, which is still available, and changed a little bit. It's been cleaned out and some things have been done to it. And it is now available again to me. And I am super excited about this because I feel like this is like calling my name, and it is supposed to be my space, and it's supposed to be my teaching gallery and my studio and shared maker space, center to hold great, you know, make and take crafts, and just be a community resource for creativity and art and, you know, fun shopping experience right here in my backyard. And I had to relaunch my Kickstarter. I had to reevaluate the total. I know in October I was wanting a very lofty 50,000 because I can't do this by myself. I need help. And I kind of reassessed, okay, what do I need to at least get started? And I know one of the biggest expenses is the lighted sign. That's a requirement for the space. And knowing the cost of that, that is a big chunk, major portion of the new total I'm looking for, $15,000, which is still a lot of money. But it's way less than the original thought. And it's because I want to just get in the space. And I am prepared to do everything that I can with my own two hands and recruiting my husband along with me. He is so supportive. Of course, we're both just like on eggshells, like, oh my gosh, just want this to work, want this to come to fruition, want to do everything we can to make it happen. And I'm going to try again. So here I am, back full circle, but with changes, and asking for support. I've got four levels of campaign goals and rewards of $5 donations. I'm going to create a mosaic, a compilation of images of everyone that supports the project, and it'll be a downloadable digital print, and you'll be part of that artwork. So there's a little sample piece there giving you an idea of how that mosaic would look, and you can print that off as a thank you. And I'm going to make that actually a mural in the space, so you will be permanently on the walls of the space once it is done. So that's the $5 level if you contribute. If you choose to do a $10 level, there is an additional sticker with the print that I will send to you. That was just a sample one. I may design a different type of thank you sticker, but just giving you an idea that I want to do a nice big 4x4-inch vinyl sticker that you can put on your, you know, tablet, your computer, your water bottle, whatever. Stickers are great, but I wanted to do a thank you there. So for $10, you get to be part of the digital piece and you get the sticker. And then the next level is $25, and that is going to be a t-shirt. I am going to do a custom t-shirt. That's just a sample one shown of a fun design representing your contribution and help for this project, and that would be a lot of fun to, you know, everybody wearing that. And again, that's just a design representation. I haven't designed the final design, but for a $25, you know, support, that's what you would get, plus the sticker, plus be part of the mosaic. And then the $50 level is something more local, something more geared toward one of the reasons I want to have the space. So if you are a local artist, I have 18, I believe, spaces reserved, one per month, for sharing my space with an artist so they can put their pieces in the shop. So I can highlight and share what other makers in our community are doing. So eyes on your work that may not happen. Maybe these shoppers, maybe these community members aren't going to the locations that either you're at. Maybe you don't have a studio selling space and you want the opportunity to show what you're doing. That is what I want to do. I want to share my space with other artists. So you would be exhibiting once in your choice. So if you back that level, you get to choose the first month between when I would be opening, which if this all works out, it would be July, into June, I guess. So June or July, you would be there and you would have the choice of the rest of the months of this year. And I just, you know, budgeted out the next 12 months for the following year. So the next year and a half, I'd love to be able to schedule out different artists. It's $50. So that would be your contribution in supporting the space. But other than that, anything that you would sell while you were exhibiting for that month, that's yours. I'm not taking a percentage. I am sharing the space out of just pure love and commitment to other artists here in the community for their benefit. I want to showcase them, and I want you to be able to see the power of that in, you know, selling your pieces. So I'll just be that resource, you know, for you while you're there for that month. So that's, you know, my reward back, I guess, more or less. But you would get a shirt and you would get a sticker and you would be part of the mosaic, the mural. So that is a special level I have for those artists. And I would love to see that, you know, come back to you 100-fold and, you know, be beneficial to celebrating what you do and giving people the ability to see what you do. If you don't have that already, or maybe you do and they're just, you know, in a different part of the county or wherever in our community. And, you know, you just don't have that spot. So those are my levels. And I really do want to make it, you know, affordable to support and fun. And, you know, between all the platforms that I'm on and all the love and support that I get from everyone already, I just want to make it, you know, accessible, because it really does take a lot of people to make dreams come true. I love supporting other people's dreams, and I know I have a great community that does that for me. So yeah, I mean, that's really everything, you know, that I thought would be beneficial and helpful and maybe help me meet this goal, because I really, really, really want this space. I really want to see this turn into just a great location. I would love to have the ability to, you know, have make and take parties and, you know, have my custom, you know, pieces that I make available in, you know, larger quantities, and getting to have the central location to have other people's pieces available in my shop. And it has this great center room that I would be able to have, you know, parties in for, I mean, kids painting and sculpting things. And just, there's just so many things in my mind that I can do with this space. And I want to take the time to have a place open, you know, after like 5 o'clock, where all the people that are over there with all the great restaurants that are there and the ones that are coming in, they can hang out and have a cool thing to do and see and just explore while they're, you know, waiting on a table or they're waiting on their friends. And it's just, you know, a gathering space, a community space. And that's just a dream. I want to make this happen. And it's back. It's the opportunity is back. And I have to try. I have to go for this. It has not ever left my mind. And I couldn't believe when I got a call that it was still available, because I've seen all the activity happening over there and I thought it was gone. I never heard back. I had seen it and I didn't hear anything back, and I didn't know that it was still available to me. I thought it was taken. And you guys were so great and so supportive through the first round. And here I am again. And yeah, I need your help. So I'm back and I'm going to make this happen. And I just had to share it again. And it's just taken the whole day to get through my regular 9 to 5, and then celebrating some friends and getting to see the spot, and yeah, and getting a chance to talk about it and get the Kickstarter back up. And so that is the reason for the late podcast post tonight. And I'm excited. If you can't tell, I hope you can tell. I hope you can feel the excitement in my voice and know that this could reach past my community and, you know, still have my online boutique and website and all that stuff too. But just to be able to have that spot and that space and get to do the art that I love to do and the community collaboration and meeting everybody in that location is just a dream. So I would love, love, love your support, really from the bottom of my heart. It means the world to me. So thanks for listening. Thanks for being here. Thanks for putting up with me. And join me on this journey. Let's see where it goes. Okay. Have a wonderful weekend. If you're going to the Home and Garden show tomorrow, I will be there. We'll be making flowers. They had the flowers there that I created. And it's just going to be so much fun. And then tomorrow night, we have Palette to Palette for Stark Hunger Task Force. So excited to have supported that initiative and very excited to be there tomorrow night to meet everyone and get to talk to everyone. So yeah, big art day on Saturday, and then Sunday, still have some spaces left available for Ellie and I meeting everyone at Fromage du Monde, downtown Canton, from 1 to 3 for our live Stitch event. So those tickets are still available too. I'm really excited about the group we have gathered already, but yeah, the whole weekend is just nothing about creativity, and it just warms my heart so much. And then this just was like the biggest kickoff for the weekend to get this phone call. So thank you so much. And I can't wait to continue to share how it's going. So take care. Have a great evening. Bye.